from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And this show is brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And also by canceralternative.us. So if you need any hints on how to spell that out, drop me a line or hit me on the fast blast, and I'll be happy to spell that out to you. Actually, it's alternativecancer.us. Sorry, I always get that backwards. I don't know what that is. Anyhow, tonight you get to listen to me ramble on for an hour. And it just occurred to me this last week, the things have gotten really strange. I mean, beyond strange. Okay, there's strange stuff going on in the world. But I got to tell you, some of the stuff that's going on with normal people, quote unquote normal people, which means the rest of us guys, you know, things are just really odd, okay? And the only thing that I could attribute it to as I watched all this stuff going on this week is influence from the dark side. And, you know, sometimes I don't have anybody planned as a guest because Spirit kind of lets me know that things need to be left open for something that's coming. So this is what happened this week. Now, one of the things that clued me in to very strange stuff that was going on is I watched several people basically go nuts. Now, a lot of people in the place, I'm not used to seeing it in people that I know personally. However, active stuff this last week or so, and just ruin any chance that they had of having any kind of a normal life with anybody, because this was just ridiculous stuff going on. And I watched several people slip deeper into the dark side, and I watched a lot of other people who were just plain fearful, running around pointing their fingers at a bunch of other people going, oh, they're dark, they're demonic. And I was kind of laughing about that last week, because that's kind of normal here in Sedona. You know, there's a lot of people who see a demon behind every post. What they don't realize is while they're pointing one finger at that person, the other three fingers are pointing back at them. And so what I know from all of my work in the metaphysical arena and my own spiritual discoveries that I've made through my number of years, I have found that a lot of times what we consider to be dark is actually the negative portion that's in our lives that we have created. And it comes up and hits you right between the eyes at the most inopportune time, it seems. But actually, it is the most opportune time. Because this is stuff that you sent out there in a moment of anger or fear or frustration or jealousy. You know, you pick the box you want to tick off there. But basically, what it is it's your own energy coming back to roost. Let me give you an example of that. If you keep being negative about everything and you keep thinking that the worst is going to happen, then the worst will happen because we are becoming more powerful manifestors as the days go on. So you better watch what you're thinking about having happen in your life. Watch what you're thinking about yourself, because this stuff will come back and bite you. And, excuse me, got a cough this week. And so what's going on around is people are playing off of each other's fears. And I've said for years, you've got to stay out of the fear. That's your only protection, okay? Doesn't matter what you believe in. I don't care what religion you ascribe to. The fact is that fear is against life, okay? Life is all about love and all about the increase of intelligence and connection with source. God, Father, whatever you want to call it. Remember, it doesn't care what you call it, it only cares that you call it. And it has both male and female components. So in our search to become more, to become true, genuine human beings, we are put in this world of diversity, this world where so many things are happening all at once, and there's a myriad of choices, from the simplest good deed to the most intense, from the simplest little white lie to the worst that could be perpetrated upon any living being. Okay, you get your choice. And make no mistake, in every moment you have a choice. And the other thing that's come up this last week, of course, is the presidential debates. And I don't know about you guys, but I am so sick and tired of all the mudslinging and frankly, BS, because there really is no difference, okay? You talk about being a Republican or a Democrat. Let me clue you in. There's no difference. The two-party system doesn't exist anymore, okay? We have become corporate America, but that's a whole political show. So this is just, you know, a dog and pony show to kind of, you know, take your attention away from the freedoms that are being taken away from you. This is a dark side thing, okay? There's a lot of evil stuff going on because of greed and because of the wish to control other people. Here's how you combat that. You refuse. Just refuse to play the game. Find another way to survive. Find another way to get around all this stuff. Form communities. You know, become self-sufficient. Because first of all, the government can't help you. Look at how it failed miserably with Hurricane Katrina. So if you think that a major disaster is going to happen and you're going to get help from the government, you are either a moron or you're a Pollyanna. Okay? So, like, hello. Let's go back to the evil part here. What's happening right now is the dark side is doing everything it can to control as many people as possible. And they're getting so blatant about what they're doing. And when you look at, for instance, the entertainment industry, and you've got people that have got openly satanic rituals being shown on their videos, and these people who openly admit that they have sold their soul to Satan. Let me just say this about that. First of all, they don't own their souls. None of us owns our soul. Okay, it doesn't belong to us. We are just a piece of that soul that's down here experiencing life. So you cannot sell your soul to Satan because you don't have it. Okay, it's owned by the source, the creator. You have a portion of your soul inhabiting your body to gain experience, to bring more experience back to the creator. So, you know, for people to think that they're doomed because they've sold their soul to the devil, no, you're not doomed. You had no right to sell it in the first place. You can't actually sell it, and that's one of the biggest deceptions. Now, one of the problems comes when people wish for something very intently. And if you're going for power, control, money, sex, success, anything like that, anything where you would basically have to step on other people to get ahead, where you would have to do something that is against life, then, okay, that's demonic, all right? By that, I don't mean that you become a demon, but you could. You know, you could be inhabited by something like that. But it's more that you're opening up to demonic influence. And the more that you do that, the more these otherworldly beings who do not have bodies can come in and create havoc, and they will. They love to do that because they hate humanity. They want to destroy all goodness. That's their game, okay? And if you ask them why they do that, they say, well, this is what we do. Okay, everybody's got a job, right? It's like that old saying, you know, no one is a waste. They can always serve as a bad example. And so, you know, demons kind of fit into that too. So, here's the deal. Don't invite that stuff in, okay? I have had 3 people call me up this week, either they or someone that cares about them, has called me up and asked me to do an exorcism on them. 3 in this last week. Now, the last time I checked, it says doctor before my name, NMD, which stands for naturopathic medical doctor. So it's kind of strange that people would be calling me for an exorcism, right? Let me explain something to you about why this kind of stuff happens. It's not because I'm known out here for doing exorcisms. It's because the dark side will try to grab you by the ego. Now, the fact that I've done these things before and understand a lot about them, that gives them the inroad, okay, to call me and request this kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what I felt. And what I felt with each call was that the dark side was trying to reach out and grab me by the ego. And I just refused to do this. I said, no, go call one of the exorcists in town. We've got plenty here. They do a good job. You know, the hell are you calling me for? And you know, the whole reason that I get that way, people, is because in order to actually have a demon within you, or a demon hanging around and doing all this kind of stuff that's really scary, you have to invite it in somehow. Now, the easiest way that such things get invited in is through abuse of substance, whether it's alcohol or drugs, prescription or recreational. Sometimes it can be invited in by anger. If you have a lot of anger and resentment, you are inviting that in. If you have a lot of greed, you're inviting it in. You know, what you're doing is you're putting chinks in your armor and allowing such things to become a part of you and basically take over your body. So my advice to anybody who is practicing any of these kinds of things is stop it. Okay? Just stop. Start searching for the light. Search for love and truth. And one of the biggest problems I see around here is you have these people who think that they're channeling ascended beings. And I've mentioned before that if you think that all these high ascended beings are coming through you, oh my God, all I can say is, you know, you need some professional help, okay? First of all, and this is what I have against channeling per se, there's very few people who can actually do correct channeling. Most of the people are channeling their egos, or they're channeling something from the dark side that's pretending to be an elevated being. And they look elevated to us. They can look bright. They can do miraculous healings. They can predict future events. They can do all kinds of stuff. So you have to be very, very discerning. And the easiest way to tell if something like that is happening is ask them to show you their heart. If you see them and you ask them to show you their heart, a dark being will either not show you their heart or they will show you the darkness. Okay? So that's the easiest way to tell if you're actually able to see these things. The other thing is, trust me, if an ascended master wants to come and talk to you, they do not need to come through somebody else. And I have heard more BS out there about how, oh, well, you know, it's so hard for them to lower their vibratory level and come through to our planet because it's so dense. And all I have to say about that is so much BS. I just get so disgusted. All I can say is I have a lot of exercise in my eyeballs from rolling my eyes as I walk around here. Okay? Now, I'm not saying everybody is completely deluded in, you know, their channeling efforts, but I've seen enough of them to know that most of them are. And seriously, I mean, what is the whole point? Most people want to make money. Okay, so they're out there and they're channeling and they'll find flocks of people that will line up to listen to them. And I had an incredible teacher years ago who's written over 50 books on all this kind of stuff. And basically he used to say, you know, if you just would keep the point of balance within yourself, you won't get fooled. But the problem is that people want phenomena, and they will be fooled very easily as the phenomena comes into their lives. And he said, when you're in a human body, unless you're at the level of a Christ or a Buddha, your filter is dirty. So as the light comes through you, you might have 5% of your filter clean and 95% of it dirty. So you'll get 5% truth and 95% lies. And what happens is when you first are contacted by some entity that wants to come through you, they will give you 100% truth until you get enough of a following. And then they'll start to drop down the amount of truth. And by the time they get you down to 50% truth and 50% lies, you're hooked, and so is your following. So it's very easy for the dark side to manipulate people through that. We are supposed to practice discernment. And the best way to tell if something is good for you or not is through your heart field, because that's your connection to Source. So if you would develop the practice of dropping your consciousness into your heart field and feeling whether something feels right or not, you know, if you can make a statement, you know, like, this is good for me, or this is what I should do. And if you get a light feeling or a flip of the heart, you know, of joy or love or warmth or relaxation, that's your truth meter right there. If you get any kind of discomfort, then avoid that, okay? And realize that it's not truth. This is important because we're coming to a point where there's going to be what they call a harvest, where people who can vibrate high enough and have seen enough of the truth will really be living in a different dimension. And people who can't will be cycled back through the whole thing all over again. And remember, we are not these bodies, okay? And we have eternity to develop. So you're going to be wherever you need to be for your complete development, because the way things are set up in the order of the cosmos and in the order of creation is that nobody gets past a certain level until they're ready, okay? And we have eternity, so don't worry about it too much, except that this particular time is when the harvest of souls is accomplished, and it happens about every 26,000 years or so. When that happens, your soul is actually at risk. So, for instance, if your soul has a lot of experiences of selling the soul to the devil, or, you know, practicing the dark arts and things like that, if there's a lot of experience in that realm, then you stand the chance of going poof. Of course, you won't know about it, so it won't make any difference, but nothing to worry about, you know. But the thing is, if you really want to be on the side of the light, you really need to work at it. It's not an easy road, you know. It's not like you lay down and there are flower petals floating all over you and the angels are singing about your greatness, you know. It doesn't happen that way. What happens instead is that the God force says, I have a job for you. And, you know, most of us that have had that experience go, oh, great, now what? Because we know it's going to be something that's going to be more difficult than the last job that we did. But it will elevate us. We'll have more understanding. And we'll be a lot happier as a result. So just think about that a little bit as you go through your day, okay? Be very careful with what you're listening to, who you're listening to with this demon stuff. And I can't tell you how many times I have been in town and people have been pronouncing other people as dark or demonic, and they're not. What they are is a mirror. And what's happening is people are seeing those dark parts of themselves reflected off the mirror of that other person. And this makes perfectly good sense when you look at quantum physics, because we kind of live in a bubble. We project things, or things are projected through our brain and displayed out on this other bubble facing us, which is a reflector, and then it bounces back, and then we make our decisions and our choices and, you know, go through life like that. So what's happening most of the time when you decide someone is dark or demonic is you're just seeing your own crap. And so what you have to ask yourself is, what does this have to do with me? And what have I done in my life that this is actually attached to? And then you work at clearing it up, because we've all made mistakes. It's like I keep telling people, we're all a bunch of crazy twits, and we're all a bunch of jerks. And, you know, we try to be better, some of us, anyway. We try to be better people. We try to become genuine human beings, and we just keep at it, because we are luminous, okay? That's who we are. We are not these physical bodies. we're these incredible beings of light and love, and we can traverse any dimension. We're down here playing a game. So the object of the game is to get through more luminous than when you started, you know, to start taking the overcoat off and letting the light shine through. And as you go up through the different levels, it just gets to be more and more fun. So about this demonic stuff, I'm not saying that there aren't such things as demons. There are. It's just that most people don't have a real understanding of what that is. They are truly horrible, awful beings. They have chosen to create misery and destruction everywhere they go, and that's what they get off on. And the biggest delight that they can have is to mislead a human. So before you go pointing your fingers at somebody else and calling them demonic, you might want to see what you can do to possibly help that person. And I'm not saying you have to take them into your home and, you know, watch them create havoc in your life. What I'm saying is pray for them. Pray for them to have the assistance they need to be who they truly are. And, you know, you don't know who that is. I don't know who it is. You know, and so we have no right to determine what should be done to them or with them, unless they're really crazy, in which case we kind of have to, you know, medicate them and try to bring them back to some state of normalcy. So when you're dealing with this kind of stuff, there are certain rituals that you can do to protect yourself. And I advise that, and I advise that you stay away from practicing the dark arts, okay? And there's a train of thought out there that says, well, you know, you really have to learn how to summon demons and such so that you can banish them. And I'm not real comfortable with that myself. Now, maybe there are people that are supposed to do that, but that has not been my experience. My experience has been rather that we should not be fooling with those things, because they have millennia of consciousness, and we've got, what, 60 to 90 years? And, you know, the years that you've spent, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have any elevated consciousness. So they're going to be looking to trip you up every chance they get. And if you make a mistake, it's not only fatal, but it can be far-reaching through many lifetimes. So my tactic on the whole thing is just call in the big boys and let them handle that kind of stuff. So I call in the archangels. Now, one of the things that you might want to learn is the lesser banishing pentagram, or ritual of the lesser banishing pentagram, where you basically set your four corners. And the easiest thing to do is to call in the archangels, and I'll give you the call for that right now. It's very simple. Archangel Raphael before me, Archangel Gabriel behind me, Archangel Michael at my right, Archangel Uriel at my left, within me, above me, below me, around me, throughout me, my beloved highest self, my Father, Mother, God, Goddess in heaven. That's it. Okay? Set that around you at least every night before you go to sleep, and several times during the day if you need it, because what you're doing is you're calling in higher powers that can actually protect you. And I also ask Archangel Michael to stand beside me 24/7 and protect me. And I can tell you that I have seen brilliant flashes of white light happen when somebody tried to throw something at me. And I went to a seminar last month where there were several energy vampires running around. And a couple of them were sitting with my group, and they drained my sister and her two friends. And apparently were working on me when the flash of brilliant white light hit them. And I had no idea. You know, I was just sitting there minding my own business. And I've had things like that happen in the middle of the night where something has approached and the flash of brilliant white light happens. And so I've come to depend on that. And if you have not developed something like that yet, I'd suggest you might want to do that now before it gets really weird. Okay, because it's starting to get very strange. And by that I mean that, you know, the dimensions, the veils between the dimensions are thinning, which means you may be seeing a lot more things than you ever saw before in your life, and some of them are pretty horrifying. And I don't know how bad it's going to get. And I'm certainly not wanting to be all doom and gloom on this show. I just want you to understand there's a difference between true demonic influence and your own crap, okay? Because we have all been bad. We've all made mistakes. We've all, you know, had to deal with the ego. And there are many, many demonic things going on right now. I have heard from several people about poltergeist-type activity, you know, being shoved down some stairs, being almost incapacitated, having sex at night with something that's not there. And so be careful with your fantasies, because if you're taking care of yourself and you're masturbating and you're fantasizing while you're doing it, you better be careful, because you're creating what you're fantasizing. And I can tell you that if you're doing something dark, oh, there's plenty of demonic beings that love to play with you, and they will. So be careful. Also, if you're drinking a lot, if you're using any kind of drugs, watch out. And by the way, a lot of pharmaceutical drugs are not innocent, okay? They are they're an inroad for demonic influence to get into you. So you got to be very careful about that too. And I can tell you that when I was working in the hospital, there were several times people would come out of surgery, you know, and the anesthesia's wearing off, and they would go, "Psst, hey, nurse, come over here." And I'd go, "Okay, what?" And they'd say, "I think something's wrong with me, because I'm seeing these nurses and doctors as demons and angels." And I'd go, "Really? Well, what do you see over there?" And they would tell me, and I'd go, "No, you're not going crazy. That's what you're seeing." And they were like, "What? How can that be?" Well, some of these drugs will open you up to that. It's like some of the, you know, psilocybin mushrooms and sometimes marijuana, ayahuasca, you know, things like that. They will open up that portion of your brain that allows you to see these other things. And that can be very dangerous. So be careful, okay? And check everything for light. If you have some presence around you, the other thing too is if it's demonic and you tell it to go and it doesn't go, that's proof that it's demonic, okay? Because any being that's of the light will leave if you tell it to. Any being that doesn't mean you any harm, if you say go away, it will go away. No ifs, ands, or buts, okay? And the reason for that is because a being of light follows the laws of the Creator. And we are to have free will here. And so if you say, "Go away, I don't want you here," that being of light will go away. A being of dark will not, because they're all about taking your free will away from you. And it's about to get real interesting here on planet Earth, people. So be careful what you're dealing with. Now, there are people who get into this stuff very innocently, and they start doing some rituals and things like that. Please be sure if you're going to do that, and it's, you know, life is all about experience. If you want to experience that, please make sure that you have someone who's knowledgeable, who is trustworthy, that can help you with it. Because if you go down the dark road, you'll have lots of help going further down that dark road. And if you are hearing from some entity, be extremely careful, because these entities will pretend to be light. They will pretend to be your friend. They will pretend to help you, and they will give you things that other people don't know about, and you can wow the crowd with them, and sometimes you can do phenomena. And the payoff for that is pretty intense. So you got to be careful with that stuff. Now, of course, the biggest example is the Ouija board. Now, there are psychics that use a Ouija board, and they have no problem with it. But I can tell you that that's maybe 2% of the people out there. The rest of the people end up with some kind of demonic influence in their life. And I went through that myself, because when I was a kid, the Ouija board was something to play with. So my mother, the psych nurse, got me a Ouija board. It's like, "Thanks, Mom." and then wondered why there were, you know, all kinds of things happening, poltergeists and, you know, strange noises in the middle of the night and all that kind of stuff. So anytime you're using anything like that, crystal balls, you know, whatever, when you're opening up your consciousness to another realm, if you don't know the steps to keep yourself protected, you can get into deep doo-doo very quickly. So make sure you're protected. And the lesser banishing ritual, the pentagram, helps with that. It's been around for a long time. And by the way, the pentagram is not evil. The upside down pentagram is evil. Okay? But when you have the one point up and then the 2 points up at the side and the 2 points down, that is a representation of man. Okay? That's not evil. When you go the other way, you're actually representing the devil. And whether the devil exists or not, I mean, who knows? There are certainly creatures that look like the devil. And there is something that is a very cold, calculating, awful being, a consciousness that is dark, that you could term Satan or the devil or whatever, Lucifer. Don't mess with those things. You may think that you're smart enough to handle it, but if you're here on Earth in a human body, you're probably not smart enough. And if you go and you call in something from that dark side, it's going to be waiting to get you when you're not protected. So I think it's far better to call in the side of the light. You know, myself, I prefer the angels, you know. They're pretty and they're happy and loving and warm and fuzzy, you know, and they help you. And the difference, too, in case you're wondering, is those who are of the light will never tell you what to do, other than an occasional duck or stop or something like that, you know, that saves you from a car accident, or a little nudge, you know, to go over here instead of over there. Most of the time, the beings of light will offer you a suggestion. And the suggestion will be, you know, just a simple thing for you to think about. Like, well, did you ever think about this? And you go, no, as a matter of fact, I haven't. And then you can think about it and make your choice. And sometimes they will interject. I was talking with someone about an incident that happened in his childhood that would have been a devastating incident for him, for the family, for everybody around. It would have been horrible. And he was just kind of joking around and thought, well, you know, I'm going to go do this, and that'd be funny. And the voice came inside his head and said, that would be a really dumb choice. And he thought about it for a minute and said, you know, that's true. That would be a really dumb choice. I'm not going to do that. So he made the right choice and said that was the first and only time he's ever heard a voice actually inside his own head. I said, oh, I get that all the time, you know, especially when my angels are trying to, you know, explain something to me. And so one of the things that you can do is make a practice of calling in the light every single day, several times a day, and connecting with Mother Earth, too. And then you can be like the elephants and the dogs and the giraffes and all the animals, you know, that ran from the tsunamis. You know, when you're in connection with Mother Earth, you'll feel what's happening and you can keep yourself out of danger. And, you know, your angels will help you too, or whatever you want to call them, angels, mentors, guides. Just make sure they're of the light. And be careful if you start channeling anything. Everybody thinks it's all great fun and games until it isn't. And depending upon what type of person you are, if you start channeling and you start letting something really bad come through and just doing whatever they tell you to do, yeah, you're going to be in for the kind of ride you're going to be really unhappy about. And, you know, I remember years ago there was a woman who was saying that she channeled this Aztec shaman. And she said, oh, he makes me smoke these stinky cheroot cigars. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, have you lost your flipping mind? You know, anything that would make you go do something like that is not something that you want to be channeling. But, you know, you make money doing those things in certain areas of the country. And so a lot of people will do that. And I'm always reminded every time somebody says, oh, I'm a channel, I channel so-and-so, I'm reminded of Robert Shields. You remember Shields and Yarnell used to do the pantomimes, really talented people. And he had moved to Sedona, and he was sitting at the local restaurant, the Coffee Pot restaurant, and he was overheard one day saying, if one more channel moves to Sedona, we'll have to get cable. That just still cracks me up. And it's true. And we need more channels or more cable out here to handle all the channels. So, you know, and I've watched a lot of people here really take a dive, okay? They have had their lives ruined by listening to these entities. And really the only thing that you should be listening to is that still small voice within. If you've got a chorus or, you know, a committee that you're hearing or feeling within you, guess what that is? That's not the still small voice. So you need to uninvite those things. Now, let me explain to you how you can invite something in. If you are afraid, say you're getting beaten up, and you are deathly afraid and in pain, and you're asking for help, sometimes you could get an angelic being. But if you couple your prayer for help with a desire to hurt those that are hurting you, then you're not going to get an angelic being. You're going to get a demonic one. And it will come in and it will protect you and it will take over. And you'll have a characteristic blackout where, you know, somebody was coming after you and you black out, and the next thing you know, you're standing there with blood on your hands and there's bodies around you. That's what used to be called the berserker, where they taste blood, like the berserker warriors would bite their lip, taste blood, and then they would go berserk, and they always survived, and the ones they were fighting didn't. It's that type of a thing. It can go anywhere from something simple to homicide. And when that happens, that's a demonic entity. So if you have that type of thing going on, you might want to think about getting rid of that right quick, okay? That's not a good thing. Also, if you are praying constantly for money, you know, I understand what it's like to have no money. You know, been there, done that. Had a lot and had none, so, you know, and everything in between. And you get this focus, you know, where you're wondering, okay, where's the next dime going to come from? How am I going to make it? How am I going to live? But you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to be homeless. The worst thing in the world is to be controlled by something else and to not have your freedom. And so if you're constantly looking for money and doing whatever is necessary to get money, including stealing, including hurting other people, lying, cheating, anything like that, you've got a demonic influence because they love that kind of stuff. They love making humans do that. So check yourself and watch what you're doing. If you behave every moment as if you're being watched by the highest of the high, then your life will be different. You will do what's right no matter what. No matter what anybody thinks about you, no matter what kind of repercussions you might face, if you choose the right action, and you always feel like someone who is high, the best high, the most high God, Jesus Christ, you know, whatever, Buddha, whatever your beliefs are, if you act as if one of those is always watching you, and that every action that you do is being written in a book someplace, then you can have a much better life. And you'll have no regrets. You'll be able to sleep well. You won't have to worry about whatever lies you told someone. And you won't have to worry about being swept under the carpet with the rest of the detritus when things start to really change. So it's much easier, actually, to be in the light. So if you would just do that, you'll do better. Now, I just saw that Doc Lenny is on the line. And Dr. Lenny is a really a wealth of information. So welcome to the show, Dr. Lenny.
Hi, Dr. Val. How are you doing?
Doing. I'm pitching out here. So what do you got to it?
Well, I've been listening to you, and one of my favorite philosophers has spoken to me, Hunter S. Thompson, who once said, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro.
I loved his books, and especially
yes,
since...
there's nothing quite like fear and loathing.
Yeah, absolutely. And
something you mentioned early on was you said that we had to use discernment. And you're right. Discernment to me is a word that I call judgment. Mm-hmm. And it tells us how we look at the world in terms of what is right and wrong. And one of the things I've been getting beaten up lately by all these secular humanists is when I use language of right and wrong, you're not allowed to use that anymore. Nobody's allowed to be right or wrong. Everything's relative to something else. But, of course, we both know that's total nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the society chooses to glorify examples, and they get the idea right, but for all the wrong reasons. And when you were talking about the dark arts, it just struck me how much the Harry Potter series has now warped people on what a sense of magic is. Mm. And magic is just a world where if you believe, it can really happen. Mm. And there's nothing special about using magical abilities, except that if you don't believe that you have the abilities, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't run into too many energy vampires because I just feed them too much energy and end up feeding off them. And they can't take the light that I'm putting out in that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I will agree with you that right now things have turned extremely weird. And I've got an adventure coming up next week with our friend Dr. Rick Miller going down to Reno, Nevada. And, well, I imagine it's going to be one of the more entertaining trips I've been on in a long while.
Yeah. Especially with all the weirdness that's going on energetically. And, I mean, you know, being in the center of weirdness here in Sedona, one of the things that happens here is it happens here first, seemingly, and then spreads out. And I'll tell you, I sat up and took notice by the time I got the third phone call about doing an exorcism, and I watched people flipping out, and I mean flipping the hell out to where they need to be medicated, and I watched the darkness in these people, and it was like, wow, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, having seen, you know, so many things in my life and been basically attacked since I was 3, you know, I've had a lot of experience with this kind of stuff, and I'm just shaking my head and going, man, you know, people don't even realize they're dropping like flies all around me because they have no protection. And they don't believe that this stuff can really exist, except that there's that little child within them that does believe, and they're ignoring it, and so they're actually letting these things in. And, you know, it's a nasty energy. So whether you want to look at it from the quantum mechanics field and say, okay, it's just an energy, or the holographic field and say that it's just a hologram, or whether you want to go up to creational informational field and say, well, you know, each person is creating it themselves. I mean, those are all true at the same time. And,
well,
and
I have a theory that might help us in that respect.
Huh?
I don't think that the evil spirits understand the concepts of symmetry, and they put all their energy into disruption in a single point source, and that if we could set up protective grids amongst ourselves to just keep the general level of vibration raised, we might find that we can form community where we connect with each other and just have the, another barrier that keeps those powers out.
I totally agree. It's the old strength in numbers thing. And this is the whole concept of, you know, going to church and trying to keep your energy clean that way. And I think it requires more, though, than mindless repetition. And, you know, my feeling it is it has to be a very conscious effort now on everyone's part.
Something that we are learning, or at least those of us who think we're still learning are learning, is that when we finally get a concept down, it's much easier to explain to other people when we understand it and they understand that we understand it, even though the difference in the understanding is only just the very end of the game. But so many people are so dead sure that they understand something in a certain way, and what they don't get is that other people can understand it in different ways and still be correct.
Sure.
That there's no monopoly on point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And that when something's right, everybody knows it's right, and it radiates in all 360 degrees. And so you don't have to be looking at it the same way to understand the truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we have to stop looking at the fictions that were presented as truth and figure out where the truth really lies.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some real difficulties that we're not going to be able to address until some of the subterfuge, so to speak, is out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that at this point, corporate America must think we're all imbeciles because we've allowed them to walk all over us in so many different forms that we really have a government by Monsanto for the military-industrial complex. And
True. That's
no fun for any of us.
No. And it really is against life. You know, they're doing so many things that are just utterly stupid. And, you know, it's all in the pursuit of money. And it's, in control. But when you look at things that they're doing that are against life, that could wipe out life on the planet for a good number of years, including them and their families, you know, I mean, that's insane. It's totally insane. And some of it is what we would term evil. And some of it is just stupidity, you know, and I've watched this stuff go on in the medical world for a long time, you know, just because they can do something, they think it's a great idea to do it. And it's like, you know, the rest of us that are still sane are going, whoa, that's not such a great idea. Don't even think about that. And they're like, what? That's not a problem. And, you know, you just look at that.
Yeah, it seems like once the idea has been breached, there's no stopping them until they can attempt it. But so many of these hypotheses could be worked through in just the thought and rejected before you get to the experimental stage. Mm-hmm. I really think that what we've done is we've allowed science to be made into this really complex thing that people don't understand. But science is supposed to be simple. It's just asking why. And then when you get the answer, you ask why. And the only time you stop asking why is when somebody gives you an answer that you have to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
good. We're not allowed to ask why anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at the laws that they've made. You know, now they're labeling constitutionalists as terrorists. And it's like, what? And then it sounds, you know, totally ludicrous until you realize, well, of course, because, you know, it's become corporate America, which means if you are for the Constitution, you are against these greedy corporations. Therefore, they view you as a terrorist. And that's why all these weird laws are being made that they can, you know, jail people without any due process of law and everything else. And, you know, you look at this insanity and you go, wow, anybody with half a brain can see that this kind of stuff is against life. And anything that's against life, of course, will not succeed. But in the meantime, you know, puts a lot of people through a lot of misery unnecessarily. And, you know, it's never going to win out in the end just because it can't. And it's like the
right.
people...
Right. And
I mean, I've seen a lot of people turn to the dark side of the dark arts. You know, they want to practice, you know, calling demons up and things and control them. And they do that because their lives are so miserable. And, you know, they want to have some hope, some way out of it. But they don't realize they're just making things worse. So, you know, I've seen too much of that happen. I've seen a lot of people in this town really destroy themselves with these kinds of behaviors. And I've seen more of that going on this last week than ever before. And I've been like, wow, what is going on out there? You know, because
given the direct channel that Sedona and Ashland have, I'm sort of glad that I'm not in Ashland right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough being in an area that has the energy like Ashland and well, like Sedona. It's very difficult being in an area like that because whatever you would be experiencing elsewhere is multiplied here. And so, mm-hmm. you know, that equals the bad, too, you know. I mean, you can have bad stuff going on. It's much worse here.
I have a question for you concerning channeling. I've always joked that I don't channel anyone except me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Sybil and mm-hmm. her 17 personality types.
Yep.
And I really do have several Dr. Lenny forms that I channel at different times,
mm-hmm.
and my handwriting's different, and my thought process is different, but they're not, none of those people are in conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm. So what you're actually connecting with then is actually other facets of yourself.
Yes, and I'm beginning to wonder if the time restrictions we've placed on ourselves are just that, limits that we've artificially placed on ourselves because we actually live in all of time simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than channeling ourselves, we are ourselves, and we do have linkages to the past and future selves that we have been or will become because we are those selves at all times.
I would agree with you there. And I think that, like, what's happening more and more now is that people are starting to realize that they do live as other selves in other dimensions or parallel universes, and that they can contact those other selves. Like, that's what quantum jumping is all about. And there's plenty of other programs around like that where you're actually connecting with those other selves and living them simultaneously. And it's all just part of being human. And I think that as we go through more of this increased energy that's hitting the planet, we may find more and more of that. And my fear about it is that too many people are going to be put away. They're going to be, you know, just determined to be crazy because they have all these other things that they're experiencing. And the people that aren't
going... They've done that to me twice.
Yeah. Well...
That's how they like to deal with people that they don't understand, is they like to lock us up and put us away for a period of time.
Yeah.
And then you get to talk your way out of it, and depending on how much grief you cause them, usually they'll let you go. Because that's one thing they don't want, is they don't want grief. They just want everybody to be docile.
Mm-hmm.
But for anybody who wants to know what it's really like, the McMurtry character in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is still one of my heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood heroes.
Yeah.
Hollywood's tough to have heroes for because they make it up as they go.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who believes in the Hollywood way of life, well, we're due for either the Flintstones or the Jetsons, and you get to choose which one you want.
Well, and you know what's really weird is there are a lot of people that do believe in what they see in Hollywood. And this used to just shock me because, you know, people would automatically think that the actors and actresses that they met were those characters that they were played, especially on the soap operas. And, you know, I mean, these poor people, they've had death threats and everything else against them when they played villains. And, you know, they would be standing there going, I'm not that person, I'm an actor. And these people that approach them and attack them verbally, they're like, they do not believe it. They believe that that person is that person. And it's the strangest thing in the world. And you kind of stand there and scratch your head and go, wow, I had no idea there were so many crazy people out there. You know, they're running around loose on the streets. And I, you know, I...
No, the real question is how few sane people there are out there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you know, when I had to do my community nursing service years ago, I had to go in the lockdown unit. And most of the people there are not as crazy as you might think. But I had to take care of a couple of people, one of whom was the very embodiment of evil. And she had cut off her hand because she said God told her to do it. And, I mean, I had to follow this girl around. And she was truly evil. There was something inside of her. And, you know, that was probably my first real possessed person that I saw. And it was just weird. You can't talk to them because they're not rational. You know, they don't adhere to any human standards. I mean, it's very bizarre. So
see, that's why I like being a chemist. We don't deal with people. We just deal with solutions.
Yeah, people can be a little bit difficult to deal with, that's for sure, especially when they're acting out. Yeah. Yeah, especially when they're acting out. So it's tough, yeah.
Yeah, I can see we're winding out of time, so I will bow out. I want to let your listeners know that I'm doing a water course at nueti.com that in a couple weeks we should have up running, and it should be very entertaining because I want to explore a lot of the myths about water that exist today.
Awesome. That'll be great. And that's nueti.com.
Yes.
Northwest okay, awesome.
Education and Training Institute.
Okay.
Be well.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And listeners, if you haven't heard Dr. Lenny before, you might want to check out the course that he's going to be teaching because he is just a hoot. And he has an awful lot of knowledge that can really help you with life. And we're talking about truth, okay, not the dogma that we all get taught in school. He's got some insights that would really kind of make you think differently. That's always a good thing, you know. And as always, you know, if you have any questions about anything that we've been talking about tonight, go ahead and shoot me an email. You can reach that through my webpage here on BBS Radio. And I am here to help, okay? A lot of us are here on the planet now to help. And we're just doing everything we can to help people to wake up. It's really what it's all about. You got to wake up. You got to use discernment, and you got to take responsibility for your own life. You know, you can't just slough it off and let somebody else do it, especially now. It's very, very important that you wake up and take responsibility. So please do. Please take what I've said, you know, to heart, and hopefully it'll help you to be a little bit more discerning. And hey, anytime you got a question, drop me an email. You know, I got back to you for a day or two, but I do answer all of my emails. And if I can help you, I definitely will. Okay. And before we go, let me just mention that the show has been brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And also by alternativecancer.us. That's alternativecancer.us, alternativecancer.us. And you will find all kinds of information there of alternative ways to treat all types of cancers. So it's a pretty valuable site, and you might want to go check that out if you're dealing with a cancer or if anyone that you know is. And for starlights.com, there are plenty of really interesting products on there that you might be interested in. And also, we're going to be offering a new type of organic survival food. If you're interested in that, I don't have it up on the webpage yet, but if you go to enlightenedmedicine.mygofoods.com, you'll get to my page on that. And it's organic, and it's survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Very, very interesting product for the coming times, since we don't know what the heck's going to happen. You might want to think about preparation, you know, get prepared for whatever. Anyway, that's the show for tonight, and hope I haven't scared you all too much. I hope things there have helped. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.